When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, BearCreekArsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Welcome back in. Hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Tuesday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I'm back from Italy. We've been having a lot of fun breaking down everything. We're joined now by our friend Andy McCarthy, who just celebrated his 30th wedding anniversary. Congrats on that. More importantly, congrats to your wife, who probably has had to deal with a lot more over those 30 years than you have, if she's anything like my own wife. Andy, I'm curious, as a 30th wedding anniversary present, would you be ecstatic to get Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback of your New York Jets?
I think I'd be more ecstatic than my wife, frankly.
But you already lost your reliever, by the way, to the World Baseball Classics. I know you're a big Mets fan, so it feels like maybe you do deserve Aaron.
Well, yeah, and if his arm is still good enough, maybe he can replace Diaz. We could kill two birds with one stone. It'd be great.
No doubt. All right.
I hope he's ready to play. That's all.
Buck is just, this is like when you brought up El Cid, Buck. You got no idea.
I got nothing. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Andy, you and I and Buck, we've been having this ongoing conversation about all the different investigations going on into Donald Trump. And my theory had been that one of these local prosecutors, either in Georgia or New York, would decide that they have so much political upside that they would bring a charge against Trump, and maybe both still will. How do you see this playing out? How does it impact the Department of Justice investigations? What do you think Joe Biden and Merrick Garland are thinking as they watch what Alvin Bragg is doing and also what continues to go on down in Atlanta?
Well, I think you're entirely right about the likelihood of the local prosecutors pulling the trigger first, because, you know, I think the media is very sort of Washington-centric, and we probably don't focus on this enough. But unlike in the federal system, the state attorney generals and the local prosecutors, like the district attorney in Manhattan, they're elected officials. So politics pervades what they do. And in Manhattan and in big cities, you know, they're progressive partisan Democrats. So you know, they have a political incentive to do this that goes beyond just like how it helps Democrats and how it helps their 2024 position vis-a-vis Trump. It's good politics in Manhattan, even if it's atrocious law enforcement. It's good politics in Manhattan for Alvin Bragg to do this.
Hey, Andy, it's Buck. Do you think that there's any chance at this point, given the delay, that this could actually be averted? I've even seen some analysts on CNN saying maybe Bragg doesn't have the stomach for this after all. But as far as Clay and I can see, there's really no, and you kind of laid this out with the political situation in New York City and for the district attorney's office,
There doesn't seem to be any downside for Bragg. I mean, downside for the rule of law, etc. But for the DA himself, do you think he's feeling the heat?
Well, you know, let's remember, Buck, he did walk away from this case once before, so it obviously does make him nervous. A year ago, he walked away from this case. And it's important that people understand the feds had this case first. My old office, the Southern District of New York, which famously does not give up cases that are attractive cases to the district attorney's office or other federal prosecutors, but they didn't want to touch this one. So I think Bragg has at least signaled that he appreciates this some downside. He could be very embarrassed if Trump were to get acquitted. But I think, you know, generally speaking, I think the politics favor charging Trump in New York for an ambitious district attorney. How much he would be humiliated if he lost the case, I don't know. It's a weak case. He's obviously looking at it as a felony because he wouldn't need the grand jury to indict a misdemeanor. So you only get grand jury right as far as felony prosecution is concerned. So they're clearly looking at this as a felony. But I have to tell you, I don't see it. I mean, I'm obviously he knows Bragg and his investigators know a lot more than I do, and we'll have to see what the crime looks like when we get a look at the indictment, if we do. But you know, I'm just not seeing it. What they're talking about here is falsification of business records. I can see what he's talking about there, although I still think it's anything but a slam dunk case. But the second thing he'd have to show in order to get the felony is that he'd have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump intended to conceal another crime by falsifying the business records. I don't see what the other crime is. I think it has to be a New York crime. I don't see another New York crime here. But more to the point, I think the sensible interpretation of the facts as we know them is that Trump probably didn't want Melania to find out that he entered a non-disclosure agreement with a porn star, and he didn't want this to come out before the 2016 election. Those may be indecorous, but they're not felonies. You know, they're not another crime.
Andy, what would happen if Trump, and I understand, I think you're right. I think ultimately Trump didn't want Melania to know, and so he signed this non-disclosure agreement. It also implicated maybe the campaign. But what would happen if Trump came out and said, hey, I've apologized privately to my wife. I was stupid. I had a one-time sexual event, a liaison with Stormy Daniels, and I was embarrassed by it, and so I decided that I should, that I didn't want that to go public. Doesn't that basically end this case? I mean, because, again...
No. Clay, no. You know why? Because
then there's an intent. Okay, so he's admitting to an intent then.
Well, but the other thing is, to the theory that Bragg is pursuing, it really doesn't matter whether the thing between Trump and Stormy Daniels happened or not. It's irrelevant. What matters is how they booked the.
Yeah. And that's where it gets interesting, right? Because most campaign finance law, and I studied it, I'm sure you've prosecuted it, is about keeping people from getting money from donors, right?
I'm not going to buy myself a Lamborghini with my campaign funds.
Correct. Yes. In this situation, Trump actually gave away, like, this is why it's so convoluted to even consider it a campaign finance violation in my mind. I'm curious if you've ever seen anything like this. Trump actually, in this case, gave away his own, my understanding is, personal money, which is the exact opposite of what campaign finance laws are designed to kind of police.
Yeah, and there's a good argument that it wasn't really campaign related.
Right.
You know, there's an argument that it was, obviously, but I think it'd be very difficult to prove that this was a campaign finance violation. I think that's a large part of the reason the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors, walked away from it. But the other thing here is, you know, when the New York statute says conceal another crime, which is a quote of what the statute says, they have to be talking about a New York crime. I mean, you know, we have to assume that in the New York Penal Code, when they talk about another crime, it's not like it's not a crime against Sharia, right? It's not a crime against France.
Right.
I don't think a federal crime does it. I think it's got to be a New York crime.
Wow.
So
Andy, just so I can, as the non-lawyer here for a second, so what you're saying is that the whole thing hinges on, it seems, that the misrepresentation of how these funds were spent, to the only way it could be considered a felony is if it's concealing a federal crime that Trump has not been accused of, indicted for, etc. Right? Is that
it has so? To he's be a going state out. Crime, I think. Like it would state have to crime. Be a violation of New York state law, right? Because this is New York state.
Yeah.
No, but isn't the DA claiming that he violated a federal law by doing this in the or is it he's claiming that there's what is the state law violation as it pertains to the campaign finance?
Well, this is important. I mean, we have to wait to see the indictment to see what his theory is about what the other crime is. But what I'm saying is if he hangs his hat on a federal crime,
that's what I'm
I
saying.
Think he's got both. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is he's got a legal problem in that I don't think a federal crime is eligible under the
right. He can't cherry pick a federal statute to justify the felony enhancement of the New York state crime that he's alleging here. Right.
Right.
By the way, can we just sit here? This is like just Andy. They're indicting possibly a former president over this. I mean, this is crazy. Well, like, just even this discussion shows how crazy it is.
Yeah, but again, you know, this almost brings us back to where we started, right? It's crazy unless it's good politics for a progressive in Manhattan.
So, what's the time frame on this?
Law enforcement, you're right. It's nuts.
What's the time frame on this, Andy? Because Buck and I both think this benefits Trump politically. I presume that this would take a while for the case to play itself out. In your experience, and you may not even know because this is a hard thing and there's not a lot of precedent on this, we're now sitting at almost April, right? The voting in Iowa starts in January. And the primary season kicks into high gear, certainly by September or October, to the extent that it's not already in high gear. What's the time frame on a case like this?
Yeah, and, you know, Clay, the other thing is, I've said again and again, you know, once the first prosecutor crosses the Rubicon, it's not like this is the only case.
Yeah, you know, right. Buck mentioned that earlier, giving you a cite for that.
Attention riveted, right? There could be three other cases for all we know, but what we understand is this is a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday grand jury that they meet in the afternoons of those days of the week. So I think the earliest they could indict would be tomorrow. I think it's probably more likely if they're going to indict this week, it'll be Thursday. But we don't have any control over that or awareness.
Andy, can I ask also, because you understand the processes here, there was some criticism coming from the right of DeSantis over the weekend, people saying, well, he should put out a statement that this is abuse and that they're not going to extradite. How does that, what's the so what on whether the governor of Florida can do anything to even slow or examine the process of Trump being transferred up to New York? I mean, I assume Trump would surrender himself. Like, how does that all actually play out?
So you have a right, Buck, if you get arrested in the United States and you're an American citizen, or you get charged in state one, but you're in state two, you have a right to fight extradition, but it's pointless to do it because the law is very clear. The states have mutual obligations to each other to make sure that people who've been charged are sent to the place where they've been charged to appear. So Trump could, in theory, fight it. DeSantis would be nuts to get involved in this, not least because Florida has a, you know, his interest is not, you know, what happens to Donald Trump. His image is being a good interest is to be a good governor of Florida. Florida's got very important relations with the New York law enforcement people. You know, it goes both ways. So there's no reason. This is why governors typically don't get involved in this stuff, and he shouldn't get involved in this individual case, other than to do what he did yesterday, I think, which is to criticize the, you know, nakedly partisan nature of what Bragg is doing. But other than that, I wouldn't get involved in it. I think, you know, as you know, Buck, as well as anyone, you know, the NYPD and the Secret Service are very good police organizations, and they have very good relations with each other. There's a lot of Secret Service protectees who spend a lot of time in New York. So these guys coordinate all the time. So I think, you know,
that's just for everybody listening. Like the Trump, the origins of the intelligence division where I worked before the 9/11 era was actually dealing with VIP protectees, including Secret Service in New York City.
Yep. So they work well together. You're not going to see Trump like cops come up to Trump and slap handcuffs on him and drag him. And this is a nonviolent. It kills me to even call this a crime, but it's a nonviolent crime allegation. So what I imagine will happen is the NYPD, the DA's office, and the Secret Service will arrange for Trump to surrender at some point on the charge. This goes to what Clay was talking about before, what happens from here. They surrender. He'll be processed like anyone else. I don't think they'll cuff him, but he'll get fingerprinted and photographed. They'll bring him before a judge for a quick hearing, probably enter a not guilty plea. There won't be bail because it's nonviolent. He'll be released on his own recognizance. And then the case will be assigned to a trial judge, and they'll have, you know, pretrial motions. It's very congested in the courts of New York City, so it may be a long time before they can schedule this. I really don't have a good answer to the question of, like, will it be months from now? Will it be, will it be sometime next year? I don't know when they'll schedule this. It's a logistical nightmare, obviously, for the cops and the Secret Service. You know, every time Trump's going to have to come from Florida up here to appear in court. And then, again, you have the wild card of these other investigations. And if prosecutors file other indictments, then these courts and prosecutors are going to have to get together to figure out who goes first and on what schedule.
Andy, quickly here, do you think the Biden Department of Justice, are they having private behind-the-scenes conversations with Alvin Bragg, or are they terrified to have any connection with him at all?
I think it's more likely that they're having behind-the-scenes conversations with Fannie Willis, who is the prosecutor in Fulton County, because her case is very important to their case. To the extent that they want to do something on the 2020 election stuff, what happened in Georgia, the witnesses to what happened in Georgia are critically important. As far as Bragg's thing is concerned, to me, this is such a weak case that the Southern District of New York already walked away from. If I'm the feds, I wouldn't want to have a thing to do with this, because if it turns out that it's a disaster of a case and it blows up, they don't want their fingerprints on this at all. They want to be able to say, look, this is why we didn't bring this case in the first place.
Andy, keep that phone notifications turned on, because you know at any moment your phone's going to blow up like it's probably never blown up before.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's another 15 minutes for me, right? So how can I complain?
Congrats on that 30th anniversary.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Always appreciate you, buddy. Congrats.
Thanks so much.
Well, we've talked about how huge asset managers, names you know, are using your retirement funds to further their ESG agenda. In this economy, you don't need those companies playing politics with your retirement funds. You want solid investments that maximize your returns. Last year, state treasurers across the nation sent a message to stop playing politics with pensions by divesting $5 billion from some of these companies. And 25 states are suing to block this nonsense of ESG from endangering your hard-earned funds. Republicans on Capitol Hill, well, they just passed a bill blocking the Biden administration from allowing these asset managers from using your money to further their ESG's agenda. And guess what? President Biden, he vetoed it. These firms have a fiduciary duty to maximize returns. They should be held accountable for playing politics with our pensions and doing it without our consent. To learn how Consumers Research is protecting all of us from these woke investment firms, go to consumersresearch.org. That's consumersresearch.org.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We got a lot coming up in the back half of this hour, final hour of the show. Talk to you about the DeSantis versus Trump situation. Also, Clay needs to be able to take a shot at a crack at the videos of Fauci going around Anacostia in 2021.
Yes, for sure.
Getting schooled by the folks of Anacostia in a number of videos. So we'll discuss that. And also some VIP emails who were telling us that El Cid is an amazing movie, Clay. How about that? Charlton Heston, Sophia Loren. All right.
The fact that our audience knows El Cid and not Morgan Wallen is, my mind is blown. Although the staff, to be fair, none of them knew it.
So I had a great time with my brothers at the gun range this past weekend. The gear was fantastic and my aim was spot on. It was a solid day. Part of the reason for this positive experience was my dry fire practice at home. I've been using the Mantis X between gun range visits. This is a great training device. Mantis X, you mount it on your firearm like you would a weapon light, and the technology on it connects to an app on your smartphone. From there, you're getting real-time data on your skills and shooting technique. This type of practice is called dry fire, meaning there's no ammunition involved. That's what Mantis X is, a firearms training system that is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to improve your shooting accuracy. And it works, too. 94% of shooters using Mantis X improve in the first 20 minutes of using it. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. I've got mine right here at home with me. Start improving your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, 2023, as we now are into the spring. Summer beckons, then will be fall season, obviously, which is campaign season. I think it's worth mentioning that Iowa, the caucuses are going to be, I think, like at January 6th, super early in the year. And we're going to be really full on campaign season before long. And already we're having the shadow primary, where Ron DeSantis has not yet announced, and Trump has been taking shots at DeSantis. And we told you and have been saying for a long time that we think this is going to turn into a pretty nasty primary battle. And DeSantis was asked about Trump potentially getting indicted. You heard Andy McCarthy. I thought he answered that question really interestingly. There's some people out there who are saying, well, Ron DeSantis should say, I'm not going to extradite Trump to New York to face charges. And Andy McCarthy said, from a legal perspective, there is no basis whatsoever to handle that. But DeSantis is getting attacked by the Trump campaign and Trump surrogates for this answer that I wanted to play for you about the Trump indictment. Let's play cut 24 here.
We are not involved in this, won't be involved in this. I have no interest in getting involved in some type of manufactured circus by some Soros DA, okay? He's trying to do a political spectacle. He's trying to virtue signal for his base. I've got real issues I got to deal with here in the state of Florida. We're obviously shutting down CBDC, which is important. We've got so many things pending in front of the legislature. I've got to spend my time on issues that actually matter to people. I can't spend my time worrying about things of that nature. So we're not going to be involved in it in any way. I'm fighting for Floridians, and I'm fighting back against Biden. That's what I do every single day.
Okay, so basically DeSantis saying, I don't want to get involved in any case between New York and Donald Trump, even though Trump obviously is a resident of the state of Florida. Your take on that take, Buck, because DeSantis is getting attacked for saying, basically, I've got more important things to focus on than Donald Trump's legal issues.
Well, I think that to be honest in assessing the whole imbroglio. There you go, Clay. I think that's Italian, by the
way. It's one of my favorite words.
Right?
Fantastic
good,
word.
Good
yeah.
word. The
it's,
silent
it's
G.
So much
just
of
makes...
what we end up battling over on a day-to-day basis in the country.
It's an imbroglio. So with the whole situation, you have to remember that DeSantis said this, said it's a sham, said it's, you know, nuts, basically, what's going on with Trump. And then Trump put out this Truth Social, I don't know what you call it, a truth, not a tweet.
Yeah.
Right? I always want to say a tweet, but it's a truth. It's not a tweet. Where he said something about, you know, DeSantis and, well, you know what, let me.
I'll read it. I'm pulling it up right now.
Do you have it?
I'll make sure that.
You should read this to the audience because I think we got to go on the, you know, we got to be very specific about what was said here and what the realities are of Trump's response to all of this, because, you know, I thought that DeSantis, what he said made perfect sense. Look, he may be running against this guy. I think it's asking a lot to expect him to, you know, go to the mat on this issue, especially when there isn't even an issue yet. You have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what Trump put out basically about 20 hours ago. Ron DeSanctimonious is dropping in the polls so fast, he soon may be falling behind young Vivek Ramaswamy. People are beginning to find out Ron, and then there's a lot of attacks. He also put out, and I'm trying to see if he's deleted it since,
that's, by the way, that is fair. That tweet, the truth that you read, that's fair game, and we've said this all along. Okay, read the other one.
Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are, quote, underage, or possibly a man, exclamation point. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. And again, he posted a photo of DeSantis with alleged high school, like a high school graduation party.
Okay, so now I know I've heard from, it's so funny to me too, because I'm sure you have this as well. In the media, you know, quietly behind the scenes, I got super Trump people that text me with outrage, and they want me to yell at the DeSantis people that they think are, and it's not even declared yet. They're like, you tell those guys you know and, you know, who love DeSantis, they need to blah. And it's funny because the DeSantis people come in, they're like, can you tell the Trump people that we're trying to save the country and they need to stop being crazy? You know, this is all media behind the scenes for everybody, but I get it from both sides. I get it coming from both sides, which I think is a good thing because it means they all feel like, well, I'm trying to be a somewhat honest broker in you know, within this Donnybrook, Clay, that is happening within the Republican Party. But I've just got to say, you know, the tweet that, whatever, the truth that you were reading about criticizing DeSantis on Medicare, on policy, on lack of, that's all fair game. Okay.
Yep.
That's, you know, whether it's true or not, or fair, I mean, fair meaning, you know, accurate or not. But now here's where the Trump stuff gets interesting. Trump people are saying he didn't say that he's going to make these allegations. He's just saying somebody else will. Well, there already are rumors flying that part of the Trump surrogate or Trump influencer plan is going to be to work with the left-wing media to plant stories about DeSantis involving not, you know, whether he supports raising the retirement age, but, you know, allegations of some kind of a sexual nature. And I'm just going to say this. I don't care who the candidate is. I don't care who the human being is or what the situation. If somebody, if I see someone trying to Kavanaugh somebody, I will go to the mattress. I lose my mind. That is absolutely, that was a political sea change moment for a lot of us. That is not going to fly. Now, maybe it is just coming from a left-wing media and that's fine, but I'm saying you lie about somebody's past in that way to destroy them and destroy them in front of their family and everything else. Any decent person has to rally to that individual's side. That's how I feel.
I think that's true. I also think it increasingly doesn't work. Like this idea of the politics of personal destruction. To Trump's credit, he fought through basically every allegation that could ever be thrown at a politician.
Yeah, he's been Trump married. He was accused of rape by by E. Jean Carroll. Yeah.
So, and by the way, Bill Clinton also on the other side fought through every possible accusation, including rape and admitting to having an affair with a White House intern, which if this happened today, you know, Al Franken lost his job, Buck, because there was a funny photo of him in his mind, like with a sleeping woman on an airplane craft where he was pretending like he was grabbing her boobs, right? Like, that photo was taken 20 some odd years ago. Democrats forced him out of the Senate over that. 20 years, 25 years ago, they defended Bill Clinton's ability to lie about having an affair with an intern. Okay. So the progression on this has changed to some extent, but I also think what it represents is so much of this politics of personal destruction is venal and rejected by many out there.
That's true, but I would agree with that. I would also put in there, you know, you don't expect Republicans to make accusations, and I want to be clear, Trump did not, although he has said he has made some weird comments about this in the past, specifically the DeSantis, you know.
I mean, he's posted the photo saying that the girls were underage and that DeSantis was a groomer. I mean, he's posted
Yes, he's called him a groomer. Thank you. That's what I was, so he's basically made this allegation in public. So don't think that this recent truth.
Let me just also say, it's not grooming to be 23 and potentially, like, you can argue about how old you should be, but the girls are like 18 years old, right? Like, grooming is an insult for people that are clearly underage.
Pedophiles.
Right? Like,
pedophiles. Yes.
That's people who groom. Like, somebody who's 22 or 23 and dates an 18-year-old girl is not grooming. Or, by the way, vice versa, if it's an 18-year-old you know, boy dating a 23-year-old.
Right. I mean, well, what you just laid out is called a college senior dating a college freshman, which if that's grooming, you've got a lot of people going to prison all over the country. Yeah. But so, you know, look, that's cheap shot stuff. Or that's what this comes down to. And I know people are saying, oh, you got to be ready for whatever. I mean, you know, if you expect different things within the same party than you do from the other side. I you know, and maybe people want to abandon that. But all I can tell you is the Democrats will have anyone who would work with left-wing media to destroy a Republican contender in the primary against them with lies that are obvious to them. I do think you're able to ask, like, what really, this is a person you'd want to, now, we'll see what happens.
Here's what I would say on the DeSantis response, Buck. I know it's tough. If somebody accuses you of being a groomer, to take the high road, I would just say again, the person who has done the best at dealing with Trump and the antipathy that he's brought to bear, Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia. How did he run? He said, he's mad at me. I'm not mad at him. If DeSantis comes out aggressively, in the event that Trump is charged, I believe he should say, look, this is 100% wrong. I don't care if this was Jimmy Carter getting charged. I don't care if this was Bill Clinton. I don't care if this was George W. Bush. The precedent of charging a former president by an opposing political party is unacceptable. Trump and I have our differences. He's mad at me. I'm not mad at him. I will defend him to the full extent of my ability, and I think every Republican should. Yeah. That's me off the cuff. That's the right response, in my opinion, for DeSantis. Not, I've got more serious things to worry about, because this is a pretty serious incident.
Yeah. Getting into the mud with a mudslinger is not a good idea, if you can avoid it. So that's right. It's pretty straightforward. We'll come back with more on this. We'll close out the show here in a second. 800-282-2882. If you got any thoughts on any of this, let us know. Yesterday was the first day of spring, and for a lot of people, that means it's time to do some spring cleaning. If you've got old media stored away in the attic, boxes of videotapes under the bed, or even photo albums that haven't been opened in years, you might want to consider Legacy Box. This Tennessee-based company specializes in digitizing old media so you can keep it preserved forever to share with generations to come. Sign up with them today, and they'll overwrite you a specially made box that you fill with your old tapes, reels, and photos. In less than a month, you'll get everything back along with digital copies that can be easily watched and shared. Everything is done by hand at their facilities in Chattanooga. There's some urgency here for two reasons. First, the magnetic tape on the videos disintegrates after a couple of decades, and the plastic sheets that hold photos down in albums also starts to deteriorate, ruining the photos underneath over time. But the second reason is Legacy Box has a 60% off sale going on right now. 65% off, my friends. They're only charging $9 per videotape. That's their best deal to date. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box and preserve your past. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/Buck to get their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/Buck. Get on top of your spring cleaning and let Legacy Box do all the work. Again, you can unlock that deal at LegacyBox.com/BUCK.
Heard it on the show? Hear more on the podcast. Clay and Buck Podcast Deep Dives. More content, more common sense. Find the guides on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Closing up shop today on Clay and Buck, which means it's a great time to tell you all to subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast. We've got Sunday hangs there, deep dive interviews with folks that you'll know from the show, and a lot that you won't. A lot of first timers coming in there too. And we have an exciting announcement. We have officially launched our podcast network. The Clay and Buck podcast feed will be featuring some new voices. We've got the debut of the Tudor Dixon podcast. Many of you will remember her as the gubernatorial candidate from Michigan. She's the first in what's going to be many conservative podcasts we welcome on board our unsinkable aircraft carrier of free speech. Here's a clip from Tudor's first episode talking about firearms with instructor Rick Ector, who she met on the campaign trail at one of his free gun training sessions for women.
It was probably one of the most nerve-wracking moments of my campaign for me because Rick offers free gun training for women, and I'm going to confess I had never shot a gun before that day. But turns out I was exactly who Rick was looking for because he wants women to feel confident that they can protect themselves. And that day I lined up with hundreds of women in the Detroit area to learn more about how to use a gun safely. The reason I want you to meet Rick is because his story really touched me. It's raw, it's true life, it's kind of superhero in the making type of stuff. And Rick is an awesome guy. He's not arrogant. He's not forcing other people to be on his side, but his life changed in a moment, and he used that experience to help others learn to defend themselves. Whatever you think about guns, I think you're going to find Rick's story very interesting.
Yeah, I think that she's going to be a great voice, Clay, on the network. We're excited to have her. We've got some other folks that we're hoping to launch in the weeks and months ahead. And so the Clay and Buck podcast feed is really just going to be your one-stop shop for listening to this show, but also a lot of great original content, including some new great original hosts.
No doubt. We're on 3 hours every single day talking about and fighting battles about issues that matter. But we also understand that the way that people consume content has never been more rapidly evolving. And so we love the tens of millions of you who download the podcast, may never listen on a traditional radio show. We've got almost 500 affiliates right now. We love all of you listening on traditional radio. We want to be able to expand our universe and influence as many people as possible. And for all of you out there listening, grandparents, parents, I know some of you are younger, but you've got to go to where the audience is. And it's fantastic if you're 75 and you've been listening to Rush for 30 plus years and you still listen to us, and we love you and we appreciate you. But you're probably, if you're 75, looking around, wondering where the country is going and recognizing that you got to influence the hearts and minds of people that are a lot younger than you. And one way we're going to do that is by expanding our universe through the podcast and our different partnerships.
Absolutely. All the graphics, all the data you can see for the younger generations, Gen Z. And do we know what does something come after Gen Z yet? You know,
I think that's
communists?
My kids.
What are they?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what generation those kids, my kids are in. I was actually looking this up the other day, but they are in the post Gen Z universe.
Post Gen Z. They got to get a better name than that.
Well, I'm saying I don't even know what they're, I think it's like the, well, I don't even know. I can't. Yeah. But I'll know by tomorrow.
I would say you go with the Omega, recently. You know, like Alpha to Omega.
Yes.
But there'll be a generation after them, so that wouldn't actually make any sense.
Generation Alpha, by the way. Gen Alpha is what they're called.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. So we got a lot of time before we get to Omega then, for those who know the Greek alphabet. Yeah, look, I think it's important to push into that digital space. And Look, we want to keep growing. And one thing we don't really bring up that often, but any of you who are listening, I had someone come up to me in the gym just the other day, and he heard, you know, I think he heard you on a podcast, and then he tried our radio show, and now he's a daily podcast and radio listener, you know. But however you can tell folks about what we're doing, if you're a daily listener and you appreciate what we do, the best possible way for this show to grow is for you to tell somebody, hey, I really like the show. You should check it out. That's the single thing that helps us more than anything else.
Word of mouth, single best and most valuable advertising. By the way, I want to hit VIP emailer Kendra. She's a unicorn. Guys, I know and listen to Morgan Wallen on country radio, and because my husband is a history nerd, I've seen El Cid. I think this should warrant me some kind of super listener status or something just for knowing both of those references. Love listening to y'all every day. Kendra, in that tiny little Venn diagram of El Cid and Morgan Wallen fans.
Vamos, El Cid!
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.